We are back. You are listening to Davin's Den on the break. That was T.C. Curtis, Sleeve of Love. That's who we listened to on the break. The last segment, of course, we were doing the worst dads of the year. And we decided drug mule dad who leaves his kid when the cocaine explodes. Might not be a great chap after all.
Did anybody get his number?
Why, you looking to date?
Yeah, I was kidding.
Can hook you up. Can make that happen for you there, Miss Helix.
No, no, not really.
Would that be cheating? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it would be.
You think it would be cheating?
Yeah, definitely. Going out with drug pinata dad, yes.
Number to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. So it's the hour is late, is it not, children of the
it
corn?
Is.
So we are going to, we're just going to go right to Ann Jackson tonight?
Yep.
Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, this stuff's really good. Okay, we'll go to Ann Jackson. You guys will have to tune in next week. Oh, Ann. Ann. How you exhaust me. All right. How many Mr. Davins we going for and all that good stuff, kids?
I think that we should do, well, Mr. Davin doesn't really happen, so I think that
Mr. Davin happens. There is no,
don't get mad.
No,
there's no more fucking Mr. Davins without Mr. Davin.
Well, okay, we'll say Mr. Davin. Then I think that we should have fucking mafias.
Who doesn't want a fucking
mafia?
Yeah,
because, you know, that every once in a while happens. We haven't heard that in a while. I'm trying to think, what other phrases have we heard really good, Joe?
Oh, alleged Mr. Davin.
Ooh, alleged Mr. Davin.
All right, those will be our three?
Yeah, that's nice.
All right. Alleged Mr. Davin. Alleged Mr. Davin.
So what do you think, Joe? Do you think that...
One Mr. Davin.
Two Mr. Davins. Three Mr. Davin.
It sounds like we're ordering from a Chinese menu.
Right.
I'll have one Mr. Davin.
Everybody should have one Mr. Davin with a side of fried rice and egg rolls.
What was the second one?
Fucking mafias.
For two?
Two, and then alleged Mr. Davin.
I'm going to go for zero.
Zero, okay. I'm going to say zero Mr. Davins. I'm going to say one fucking mafias and one alleged Mr. Davin. Or so, Trucker Tom said so-called Mr. Davin. Should we have alleged or so-called the same thing?
No. Names right. Have been hurled.
It has to be alleged Mr. Davin, Tom. So Tom says one Mr. Davin. Zero fucking mafias and one alleged Mr. Davin, right? Okay, and then Lisa, we'll wait for you. I'll tally yours up when you sign in. All right,
sign in.
Well, yeah.
Joe's girl out there.
Yeah, Joe's girl's out.
You need Pip to keep track of you, woman. It's Thursday night. Pip, have you seen Joe's girl? I'm Blue Hawk. I'm circling her house. I can't find her.
Okay, so Lisa says one Mr. Davin, one fucking mafia. Two alleged Mr. Davins, and Joe's girl says one Mr. Davin, one fucking mafia, and zero alleged Mr. Davin. All right.
I like how Joe's girl listens all the time, and our people in our lives could not care less.
Good. Not care less.
Ah, new love. When you still give a shit about what they do.
Now, Mr. Davin puts it, Mr. Davin, oh God, Mr. Helix puts it on his Facebook, but he doesn't often have the time to listen.
No, Mr. Helix
has his own job during this time.
Mr. Helix is extremely supportive
of
the
show.
We love the Mr. Helix. Joe's girl is extremely supportive. Yes. All good stuff.
Ahem.
Let's get on with it, shall we? Somebody's paying for a roof and it's not me. No, she's supportive, too. Now she's not as supportive because she only has one leg to stand on, but...
She only has a leg to stand on.
April 9th, 2014, Dateline.
All right.
Mr. Davin!
Ah!
See, everybody's happy when Mr. Davin shows up.
Yeah.
And I said no, Mr. Davin.
Because you're a loser.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not nice.
We're going to be nice to her? She said she doesn't care. You'd think only Carol. She doesn't give a shit about your opinion. I thought we already decided we're not going to be nice to her anymore. Is your name Carol?
Noted. Stand corrected.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute now.
Fuck you then.
And so it shall be. It's in the minutes.
Screw you
Stop
too.
It. I love you. Not going to off.
Screw you too, Blue Hawk.
A bird without a pecaw.
I'm touching your feather.
No. Oh, pecaw.
You guys are fucking matching tonight, by the way. Your outfits. It's disgusting.
We are.
Really, Bopsy twins?
Yeah, we're going to the prom later.
Why don't you fucking grab a Jim Bob and make a fucking show on TLC, you two?
Grab a Jim Bob. Ew, no.
Why not? His kids are grabbing everybody. Can't believe you came with Duggar as number one. Really, with the filth we got coming at you? Yeah, that wasn't even number three.
I know.
Pshaw. Anyway, Mr. Dad.
Did you call?
I didn't say,
you said Pshaw.
Not Pshaw, Pshaw.
Okay,
not Pshaw. I know.
Sorry, citizen.
Settle down, plumber boy. Yeah. Yeah, the other day, Joe felt like a gross. I thought you were a fucking bird.
No, I was, but you know when she showed the Blue Hawk thing? Speaking of plumbing, I'm actually in a meeting in a plumbing showroom. Ready to have a meeting. I'm in the middle of a plumbing.
Wow. Go on.
And I'm like.
Does it get better?
And I'm like, no, not right now. No, I can't. Pshaw! I'm Blue Hawk.
No, you didn't do that.
Not in the middle of the plumbing
no.
show.
Oh, because that would have been awesome.
No, I would have got fired.
That would have been
plus
awesome.
Plus, Blood's get back to that. What are you, an asshole?
Well, then the mystery would have been solved. For those that don't know, the secret identity of Blue Hawk is asshole. His cover's blown. Fly, Blue Hawk, fly.
Oh, God.
Trucker Tom says, yawn! he's upset about the Blue Hawk conversation, I guess.
No.
It was a very loud yawn.
Well, Citizen Tom.
I know.
All right.
He says, go on, Blue Waffle. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's not a big fan either.
No.
No.
I kind of like that
people
about
it. A lot of people that are.
Because they're assholes.
No, you're just jealous of the old Hawkster.
No, we even talked about
this.
No, because we even talked about this while you were driving up here not listening. No, listen. I know more of Blue Hawk's backstory, his origin story, than you do. You stink with Blue Hawk tales. At least when I go on a riff, I make it sound interesting. All you guys, a bacaw citizen. Yuck. Worst superhero ever. There is no backstory, nothing. It's terrible.
No,
you need to work on
backstory.
It. There's no story. Yeah. Ooh, somebody saw a plumbing supply. Yay. Where's Drano? Bacaw. Yeah.
Come up with your own superhero.
You didn't even come up with yours. It's not good. It sucks.
It's Blue Hawk.
Come up with a backstory.
Blue Hawk is very popular. You're just jealous because he is.
He's and not very popular.
Yes, he is.
With who?
When I turn into Blue Hawk, all the people, he's jealous.
No, let
he
me
is jealous
he
of Blue Hawk.
Let me explain something. When Joe mentions Blue Hawk, he gets 4 likes and feedback. Very exciting on Facebook. When Joe mentions he has a gig, he gets, as Tom would say, yawn. So that's why Joe thinks it's popular. Now we'll go on.
Any port in a storm.
That didn't help your cause. Bacaw. Mr. Davin. It is from UN Foundations. I did send mails to UN Foundation, and I did get the reply, but I lost it. They once sent mail to me. Trying to steal my gimmick.
Yeah, but you laughed.
Well, any port in a storm. To me, saying that they would forward my mail about scam to the proper department. Here is about UN Foundations, that they always send some info to me. So-called idiot Melvin is from UN Foundation. I will forward the other mails to you. This is the second mail, and I did tell them my real name. Please see part of it. And then she sends me what she sent. From UN Foundation. Mailings at unfoundation.org.
That's the email. Oh, God.
So this is what they sent to her. Dear, her real name. Thank you for signing up for dates from the UN Foundation. Finding global solutions to global challenges will take, well, the globe. So we're excited to have another person join the team.
Oh, God. This really... She falls for this. It's terrible.
Yeah, hook, line, and sinker.
So I respond. Now, I haven't spoken to her in a while. I do not know why you keep emailing me.
Oh, boy.
You have made it very clear that you do not respect, trust, or like me. Joe, is this you?
Or any booker.
Yeah. I can't even argue. In fact, you posted some very negative things about me in your blog. Remember, she posted horrible things about the show.
Right.
You made a point of sending me the link.
You made a point. That's just you took time out of your day to let me know we stink.
Yeah, she's considered that way. Yet it appears you still want my endpoint. It is as I told you, the UN Foundation is a charity started by American Ted Turner. That is who you contacted. You contacted a charity, not the United Nations, you dumbbell.
Ted Turner?
Yeah, he started it.
I know. Well, while she's at it, maybe she could see if we could put the Flintstones back on at around 5:30.
You're going to have her do your bidding.
Okay. Make a note. See if I can get that done for you, stupid. If not, I'm sure idiot Melvin Santos can make it happen for you.
He makes all happen.
Sure. There is indeed a secretary for the United Nations. It's not Melvin Santos. It's this person. Then I send him like Bing Mong Kim, whatever that guy's name is. Whatever that guy's name is. Something Asian-y.
Number two on the
something
B-side.
Asian-y.
No, it's like
Moon. Something Asian. Give me something Asian-y.
It's like Moon Kim or
I don't remember.
Yeah, but that's who it is.
Yeah.
It's not idiot Melvin Santos.
No, certainly not.
I know that's not on the business card. This comes directly from the UN's website. Oh, I sent her the email, the biography of the guy.
Right.
The email you show me below is indeed an email that a charity would send out as far as thanking you for taking an interest. I have told you my theory and how these scammers got a hold of you. You have dismissed it and repeatedly called me a, quote, idiot. What are you doing?
I was asking for some soda.
Oh.
He wasn't understanding me.
Just understanding.
Here you go. This hasn't been used.
I thought you saw.
No,
I thought.
Okay, I got my little.
You're gonna spill. Use a glass.
No, I'm not.
You're gonna spill.
I do this all the time.
You know what? Use a fucking glass.
No, I want to use.
Joe,
my
take
little
a bottle.
Thing.
You know what?
You
it's my equipment.
A bug.
I'll do it over here.
So you're gonna clean up the carpet? You're an asshole. Why can't you drink out of a glass like a human being?
Fine.
God damn it! You're not. I didn't ask you to do the dishes. Fuck! I didn't spit in the glass. It was for the sponsor. I would never.
I saw him lick it.
You wish. You wish you could get that type of human contact.
Sponsor.
Just drink your soda bubble, girl, so I could go on with this. Asshole.
I didn't stop the show.
You didn't help it.
You sat up like a little chipmunk going, what?
Because Joe was confused. Not even Blue Hawk.
How did I get into this?
And what?
You were entertaining the stupidity.
Entertaining it? I'm sitting minding my own business.
You were trying to communicate with an ape, and you failed.
I thought she was pointing at a bug. I don't know.
I thought she was pointing at my kid's kite. I had no idea what you were pointing at. Pour the soda before you spill it, you asshole.
Yes, because I always point at the kite and goes, yay, yay, yay.
Did you say point at the kite?
Kite. Boy, the T.
You jackass.
Really? Really? We also talked about Hasidic Jews earlier, yes. Okay. You're despicable.
Don't bring them people in here.
I knew he was going to say that word was out of your mouth. Oh, God.
Because he's predictable and crass.
Thank you. What do I sign?
You don't. It's been revoked. Stupid.
Now that we're stopped, I have to tell you something funny that Tom just said.
Well, we know if it was funny, it wasn't coming from your mouth.
Stopped isn't the word. I think stalled is the word.
Irritated.
Here it comes.
Tom said, completely off topic, but I need to find a copy of the Quran so I can wrap it in bacon and post it online. Oh, my God.
Welcome to the segment where nothing makes any fucking sense whatsoever. From our,
you know, I really wasn't
chat or the staff on the on-air staff.
Again, everything that's in there, you don't have to stop the show for.
We were already stopped.
No, no.
We didn't have stopped.
So we were stopped, so you're like, fuck it, let's put it in reverse.
That's right.
Let's just drive this shit off a cliff.
Don't look at me. I'm not in trouble.
You like her.
It gives me my association.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah, right.
You could scold her more. Yeah. You could whip her into shape.
Oh, wait now. I don't cotton to that.
Yeah, again with cotton, you racist bitch.
I guess it's on my mind.
It most certainly is. Assholes. Anyway. Oh. All right. So you have dismissed it and repeatedly called me, quote, an idiot. The fact.
I'm sorry, because we had, is that you to her or her?
Yes,
you?
That's me to her.
Okay.
Yes. The fact of the matter is, I feel there is plenty of things in regards to this whole thing that I've not been told. I am not sure whether it is a language barrier between us or you purposefully withhold certain details from me. I have asked you to come on my show, which you have shown little respect for as well.
Why bring my mother into this?
To tell your story. My co-hosts and our fans want to hear your story in your words, although they enjoy the words that you send to me also.
We get a kick out of them.
We enjoy them. You have made no indication that you wish to do so. In lieu of all this, I truly feel that there is nothing more I can do for you and that you will be better served looking elsewhere. Sincerely, Davin.
Good day, sir.
I said good day.
Yes. Good day.
And she said, Mr. Davin!
Number two.
On the board for two.
Wow.
I am so busy because I get one more job. I have five jobs now. Hand jobs and blow jobs don't count.
He needs five jobs to pay all this money that she owes everybody back.
Which can help me with my new career in the future. Thanks to God. Really, you're dragging him into this?
God's probably like, really? Really?
And I'm dying to know, what's the new career?
I'm everywhere. I got to be here.
I'm everywhere no one wants to be. Yeah. I do appreciate all the bosses who help me be back to my health and I can work again. I was suffering from the depression and my friends worry about me. I think it was something from the 1920s she was suffering from.
I was just going to say, and the Dust Bowl too?
Yes. And even my local government, who I once consulted my case, worried about me a lot. I have thought to kill myself many times. Then I was trying to do job hunting. Finally, I found what I wanted to do and started my life again. I am really back.
Oh, boy.
As what?
What I want to do is, number one, I am fighting for the real victims, which they can get real get the money back without paying the fees due to my cases. Number two, they are from the authorities, but I am fucking mad. Yes, she's back.
Crazy as ever, too.
I am fucking mad because they do not take any responsibility for what they have done to the real victim. This is why I attacked two idiot Melvin Santos. I do feel that victim A, since she is suffering, A replied to me, I will do what I can to help her. Today is not my lucky day because that stupid Melvin Santos replied to me. I am attacking him again. I will never send fucking money. Mr. Davin!
Three.
Wow.
It is her calling card. It's
yeah,
what put her on the map.
But she hasn't used it in a while, though.
You never know with crazy lady.
You know, you figured this late in the show, you know, I figured that maybe two, and I was trying to be, I was kind of thought I was a little overzealous on two. All right. There you go.
Today is not my lucky day because that stupid authority from UN Secretary sent me mail full of the trap. I have no idea why he wanted to reply to me, according to my true scam. This is a real scam mail from him. Let me explain the whole thing to you, and you can see why I said it is a scam mail. I think you can expose this one to the world. You will let people judge how stupid they are and why people judge it as scam. This is fund transfer scam mail. And then it's from Melvin Santos, of course, because it's at secretary.net. This is from him to her. And he uses her name. We have not responded to your email since over 120 days now. It's due to the investigation that we are taking to protect you and your funds. Your funds are well intact. Your funds are in Malaysia, which was moved to the Hong Leong Bank. Your response is highly needed, so you can send your account details for your funds to be transferred into your bank account in Japan. Thanks, Dr. Santos.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, well, she's back.
Yeah, now she's on the side of righteousness and understands that this is a scam. Okay.
Well, but Santos is saying, listen, you just give us the banking information. The funds are there.
You realize it's a scam. Now you just give us the banking information. Because when you hear things, when you know something's a scam, that's the first thing you give. Yeah. Your banking information.
Yes.
What are they going to do with that?
Probably just check your credit rating.
Yeah, right.
I meet people at cocktail parties and I say, hi, my PIN number is.
My judgment. This is from her, so it's going to be good. This is damn it all red, by the way.
Okay.
Ah.
This kind of writing style is not from Melvin Santos, but from Interpol Eric Bohr. Back to black. I did insult Eric Bohr a lot because he asked me to pay for the fees to open the case file, which is 3,500 euros. I never get any funds back, and the result is that Brown Cotton asked me to borrow money again, and I was fucking mad. They informed me that they sealed my funds according to high court judgment after Interpol arrested the criminal Mr. Wong. Because how can I be white when I can't be Wong? God, Mr. Wong. The Africans are so
Mr.
fucking stereotypical.
Wong.
Eh, fucking Wang Wong, whatever. Throw it out there.
Mr. Wong.
Something Asian-y, as you would say.
Something Asian-y. Wong. And a side of General Chow. We've heard from the military's getting involved. It's General Chow.
The person that's Wong is her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. RHB bank manager. So this is the bank manager. Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton lied to me, and I started exposing them. Number two. Blue ball busting blue. Same bank. Back to black. My scammer. Back to damn it all red. She's got three colors.
It's like a fucking rainbow.
It's a Pedro Simpson and Thai woman Jayanthi Marin once tried to scam.
Pedro Simpson?
We've heard Pedro Simpson before. That was her friend.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I asked about
No,
him.
No, that's not her friend. Jimmy something was her friend. This is the people that killed him.
Oh, okay.
Her friend Jimmy Jones.
Right.
Yeah, Pedro Simpson was a new name.
Yes. Well, no, we've heard Pedro Simpson before.
But a long time ago.
But they killed Jim Jones.
Oh, okay.
Probably drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Pedro Simpson, the Thai woman. I have dated references too. Jayanthi Marable once tried to scam me $5,400 US, saying the funds would be transferred to my account because the funds is in Hong Kong, Liang Biang, in Singapore. Back to black. I never paid the fees to Pedro, and I called FBI, and then Brown Cotton contacted me. Shocking he would. As luck would have it. Number three. This stupid man said the funds is intact. It means that Melvin Santos will ask me to pay for the fees to activate the account and then come up with another never-ending payment. This is fucking lies. I do not believe it anymore. This mail is full of trap. I believe the word was crap, but she wrote trap.
But trap is trap, fitting for too. What it is.
Yes. But, number four. Go on, Joe. If you
but she's, once again, she's stating that it's all a fraud.
I'm sure she's on to them now. I'm sure tonight's the night, Joe. This is scam mail. Please expose it to the world. Thank you. This can show how Melvin Santos, Eric Bohr are fucking mafias.
Oh, fucking mafias. There we go. Number one.
I will call FBI again to let Brown Cotton get arrested. I'm sure they're right on it. He threatened me that I will beg him in the future. I will never. I will see his who is real fucking scammers. I respond. I am glad that you realize that these are indeed emails from people who have no intention of helping you, but only to take your money. We've been discussing this exact issue on my show in regards to your situation and the scammers we have dealt with. They all feature a need for the victim to urgently act in a short amount of time, and the promise of some type of payoff, whether it be financial or emotional, if you can just make this one payment. They all operate from a similar template. Here is the reality, and it pains me to say this, but it is unlikely you or Victim A or any other victim will see the lost money again. I should tell you that Victim A unfriended me on Facebook when I mentioned to her that there was a chance that you were a victim as well. Yeah, it's sad when that happens, like my ex. She had read some of the negative things written about you by people who claim you sent them to scammers. A and I have not spoken since, so I have no idea what she thinks currently. There is no way of knowing who these people are. I've gotten scammers to reveal themselves to me, but in your situation, I believe they are pretending to be, quote, government officials. This has been a very contentious point for you, as you insist that these are indeed real military, FBI, Interpol, etc. I do not see it that way. My co-hosts do not see it that way. My fans do not see it that way. We all see a clever scammer syndicate that is doing what scammers often do, pretending to be somebody a victim should be able to trust, and then using that trust against them. I am unclear on the facts of your original scam. You revealed bits and pieces. I believe from the little you have shown me, Jimmy and the rest were part of the scam. I believe what you've been dealing with is a continuation of that scam. I believe it is in your best interest to never talk with these people again, as they only want to get your money and have never had your best interest or anybody else's in mind. I believe it is very possible that one or perhaps a few people are writing to you and posing as several people. When we scam the scammers, we do the same thing. So your pickup on the writing style could be correct indeed. I would appreciate it if you would remove your negative remarks about me on your blog. They are untrue and unmerited.
Oh, what's she saying about you on her blog?
We read that a couple weeks ago when she said horrible things about the show and I'm unqualified and withdraw the show. Sorry. That old gag.
That old business.
Mr. Davin!
Wow.
Four.
Kicking ass.
One more comment on this mail. Number one. No exact amount of the funds shows in the mail. Number two, which means she's a liar. No real bank info in the bank account in Hung Liang. This is fucking scam mail. Hung Liang does exist. Number three, I can make sure it is from Eric Bohr according to his writing style. P.S. Of course, that fucking Mill and Green maybe know this funds. They want to use me, and I will never be used again. I respond. I'm still waiting to get my money request from the woman who called us from Green. I'm told I will get it, so I will be patient. The picture Green uses is that of a male model. Also, there is no way a man of that age would have a 19-year-old daughter, which is the age Jennifer allegedly is. Remember we showed you the model?
Yeah.
The soldier who's supposedly Parker Green. Guy in his 20s.
Yeah.
He's not procreating at six.
One would hope.
Green is impersonating a member of the U.S. military. That is what scammers do. His IP address does trace back to Kansas in the USA. The answer is one of two things. This is scammer syndicate does indeed have a contact in the U.S., If we knew who he really was, then perhaps he could be prosecuted. The other answer is he's using a proxy server. I do not know which it is. Laying it all out there.
Mm-hmm.
Sure it's going to go well.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Davin!
Wow. Five.
True. Green was a model before. His DVDs and photos were being sold. He warned me not to see them. Now it is not well sold. He is now 41. Miller is 48.
Oh, my God.
I think the scammers told her a fib. Melvin Santos want to know if I will contact Miller again. Back to Damn It All Red. I will never contact them, because I do hate them. Miller is wicked, because his gold bars are under my name. I will see how he will do it, because no one can sell them. Only me! Except they change the name. This is real punishment. Number three. RBS funds in Scotland is under Jennifer's name. I know they want to divert the funds because Miller wants money to change the name of the gold bar certificate. Jennifer scammed me out of $1,500. I will never welcome her to Japan because you know what? They were expecting to get off the plane.
To get an invite.
And it's going to be, oh, how are you? Good to see you.
Here's my gold bars.
Here's my gold bars. Let me check your pockets. You got them in there? Oh, you stuck the gold bars in the 11-year-old. Very crafty.
Now, I just want to get one thing straight in regards to the gold bars again. Does she have any idea that she might be money laundering with this?
She doesn't like that term.
She likes money dry cleaning instead.
And just to refresh again, how did she get caught up in the gold bars? Was this a scheme that she wanted to get? Because, you know, I start to think that, you know, with maybe she's in on this again. It switches all the time.
It was your typical gold bars. Miller the soldier finds a bunch of gold in Afghanistan, can't get it to the U.S., needs her to pay for it. That's the typical gold bar scam.
Well,
this was greed.
You're tripping over this stuff in the desert all the time. Don't you know anything?
Yeah, sure. Is that a drone? No, it's a gold bar. Thank goodness. Jimmy Jones got killed. That is true. We chatted every day via webcam before he wanted to come to Asia to meet me. Only me know how Jimmy looks like. He is dead. So this is interesting. She knows what Jimmy Jones, only she knows what he looks like.
And he's dead?
He's dead. So we're never going to know. Now he's kind of pale and skinny.
I think he's dead, like the way Dick or Eldorado was dead.
It's kind of interesting, though, that they had the webcam, but who knows what's real?
Right.
Well, yeah.
Who knows if it was even a legitimate webcam thing or they duped it? I mean, you never know with this woman.
No, and we learned from that one scammer that was telling us all different ways that you could dupe, that you could make up webcam You could make things up on the other side of the webcam so that it would look like somebody was Skyping with somebody.
Yeah, you could put anybody in front of it. I mean, a lot of these have cameras on. Maybe anybody could look.
Number four. Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton never admit their mistakes, and this is why I must expose them. You know, just say my bad, guys. Oh, simple my bad, this could all end.
Yeah.
We've discussed that all the time. To admit that is going to devastate her. She doesn't want to admit that.
Number five. I know one man who's a specials, and I will ask him some questions. I do not need to pay for any fees. I will do some research. That always worked out well.
Yeah, she's really good at that.
It is late, and I need to work tomorrow. I have five jobs, and I am busy. I want to see how this stupid man mails me after I sent my comment to you and CC to these stupid people. I want to see how they deal with it. Bye for now.
Just five jobs.
And she's got time for this nonsense.
Yeah.
And you can't get scammer clips on? No, I'm just kidding.
They are done.
I know. I couldn't think of anything else to shit on you for. You've actually... Well, all right, you couldn't get a blog done. That would have been
At least I'll buy that. At least it's kind of the truth. But
I apologize. Joe did get the clip done. The blog was lacking.
Oh.
That's what Joe didn't get done. Okay. If he wasn't gallivanting as a hawk, maybe he could have gotten shit done.
No, he's getting ready to lose half his shit.
There goes half the nest. Why are you so down, Blue Hawk? I lost my straw.
My eggs.
What?
My nest egg.
She wanted that shiny trinket. Oh.
Hmm. You mean Joe's house?
No, the thing stuffed in the nest.
Oh, his Matchbox cars.
Mm. Shiny things. That's what crows do.
I don't.
You like her.
She's my pal.
Says something about you. And I respond to her. What did Jimmy look like? Was he white? Have you done an image search on Jimmy's picture from the still shot on Skype? If not, could you? I think it's best to check on everybody and everything. Clearly, once Jimmy became part of your life, things began to take a turn between alleged murders, official attempts at money, etc. Not the usual daily life for a Japanese teacher or anybody, for that matter.
Yes.
Daily life for a Japanese.
It's not your run-of-the-mill, you know.
Not
teach the kids, run from Godzilla, go home. It's not your average daily life in Japan. Did Green claim he modeled under his own name? If not, what name did he claim to model under? I agree, you should not contact any of these people. That includes Santos. The great likelihood is there were never any gold bars. It's extremely likely that it was just a story to get money from you for taxes and fees. Gold bar scams are very well known. And that's where we'll leave off.
I wonder why she thought that was okay, that part, the gold bar scam.
Because it's greed!
Yeah, well, you know, that's what Lisa was saying in the chat, is that she's very greedy.
Yeah, that's what happens with a lot of these victims. I mean, you know, the lottery scam, the gold bar scam, the I'm going to give you half my billions that my father the inherited scam. It's fucking greed.
It takes a credibility away as well because you hear, they're doing this to me, they're doing that, they're doing this, gold bars, doing it. Whoa.
Right.
You know, I mean, it just takes any sympathy that you might have for her away. As soon as you hear, now there's gold bar, really? Yeah.
There's gold in them there scams.
Yeah,
I know. So it just, you know, and the funny thing is the woman is fighting for credibility and her insanity, and this whole thing with the gold bars just takes it away.
Yeah, I think that was the thing. I'm sure everything else would have checked out, Joe.
If you buy into it that everything would be checking out, and you were buying that.
As opposed to the reality where none of it is checked out.
But what I'm saying is this. If you bought into that, and you go, that poor thing, gold bars. That would be the one thing, that's the one thing to go,
But they look at these soldiers as heroes, and they wouldn't lie. That's what they look at. The reputation of the American soldier is good, so why would he lie to me?
Right.
Then, you know, it all checks out.
Yeah,
if you don't check things out, it all checks out.
Mm. Yeah, if you just believe that people are who they say they are.
But how, like, if you believe Pip Helix is really Pip Helix and Blue Hawk is really Blue Hawk.
But the thing about if things check out, she's delivered fact upon fact upon fact upon fact upon fact that it is not checking out, and then you're called a liar. They're called incompetent instead of scammers. Mm-hmm. But then out of the blue, there'll be a paragraph on how they are scammers. Then the next paragraph, she's back to their incompetent. Is she schizophrenic, crazy, or stupid?
She's just she identifies as a nut.
Mm. Yeah.
She's representing nuts in Japan, Joe.
Mm. Yes. She's a not even, a, like you say, African-American. She's not even American. She's a nutty Japanese.
I really think
Nipponese.
So. No. But...
Yeah. I mean, well, at least me and Anna are on good terms again, and that's good.
Oh, yeah, because you guys are pals now. There was not one alleged Mr. Davin. You weren't called names at all. There was five honorifics Mr. Davins. Look at that. Nobody guessed right.
I wouldn't have guessed. In a million years, I wouldn't have guessed five Mr. Davins.
No.
I figured two, and I was going to be ballsy with that.
Way. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about Anne. You never know.
One, by the way.
Did I say one?
Yeah,
I said
one and two fucking mafias.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. We had a fucking mafia.
We had one fucking mafia. So, like, nobody got Mr. Davin.
Nobody ever does.
I'm
elusive.
With the one fucking mafia, that was me, Lisa, and Joe's girl.
Oh.
And Joe and Joe's girl were right that there were no alleged Mr. Davins.
Hmm.
So.
There you go. That's what it's all about.
Yes. Our score.
Yes. So. We'll continue with this next week. Next week, I'm going to do we'll share what the victim, who is now friends with my ex, Belinda, how he responds to the audio.
Oh,
of
yeah.
Me talking to Belinda and some African dude who happens to be on the line feeding her lines.
I'd like to hear what he has to say about that.
Well, we're supposed to talk with our psychic friend, too, Amanda, next week. Mm-hmm. So I guess I can ask her what he's going to say.
Interesting. That's going to be a good show.
Yeah, yes. you guys got to... We got to re-listen to that one because you guys have instances and incidents that you would like to discuss.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, try to do that next week. Reach out there. She seemed pretty excited about doing it.
Good.
So, happy to have her.
Not scared of us?
No. Why should she?
Good.
Oh, I ran into Psychic Cindy the other day.
Oh, yeah. How's she?
She knew you were coming?
Oh.
Yes, because I said, here I come. Yes, she's doing well. We remember Psychic Cindy.
Yes.
Like Psychic Cindy.
Yeah, she was nice.
Yeah, she was telling me how she predicts all these disasters and they came true. But that's what she was doing back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, let's thank some people.
Okay.
Family Martial Arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, not right now, wait a couple months. Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Yeah, you should definitely check it out for the summer enrollment. Good time to get in. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Or, of course, check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to ask them about their next comedy show.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagels. They feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. Actually, we were just in there, me and the wife, the other day. And we actually got one sandwich to split because they're so huge at Goldberg's.
Great portions, yeah.
We got the New Yorker.
Ooh.
The New Yorker is pastrami and corned beef with Dijon mustard on a garlic roll.
That sounds great.
How awesome is that?
Oh, my God.
That was really good. Recommend the New Yorker.
Yum.
But the Dijon mustard's got a kick, so you got to be ready.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You know, Dijon
is... Have your drink ready.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Dijon's got... It's not like the French. It's going to fight.
Yeah.
So it's good. See what I did there.
I did.
And the macaroni... I recommend the New Yorker... With the macaroni salad. Get the macaroni salad as the side.
Really?
Yeah, it's very good. They make it with, like, the shell macaroni,
yeah.
Which is, like, different and everything.
Nice.
Yeah,
and it doesn't have too much of that, like, some of those macaroni salads have a little bit too much vinegar zing.
No, very good. And they give you extra portions, like, if you finish quickly.
Damn.
Yeah, it's good stuff. You got to love the Goldbergs. I love the Goldbergs. Everybody loves the Goldbergs.
Goldbergs is awesome.
Yeah, so if you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner... Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call, 845-469-8505. Again, that's 845-469-8505. And, of course, if you're a fan of this show or a veteran, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining and Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday night, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for the special events such as Sweet 16s, weddings, office parties, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just an occasion, but a memory. Also, Portobello will be hosting great comedy shows. Also, as we mentioned, we had Vincent here from Portobello. It was a pleasure having him. And on July 24th, there is a comedy show from Side Splitting Productions with Eric McMahon, Rick Allen, and Mike Keegan. So check that on out. Portobello Banquets also host the also popular comedy night, which I just mentioned. Experience that all Portobello has to, well, it's so good you have to mention it twice.
There you go.
Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Of course, Side Splitting Productions, you need a comedian, murder mystery, kids performer, anything you need. You give us any of your entertainment needs. You give us a call, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. And, of course, SideSplittingProductions.com. Pip, anywhere for the man?
Not this week.
Joseph?
Saturday, I'm going to be at my Miami Mike's in New Jersey. I'd have more information for you, but my fucking cell phone just died, so I don't know. So go check out my Facebook page.
Even Siri doesn't want to show up.
Yeah, really. Check my shut up. Facebook page.
McCall to you.
McCall. Check my Facebook page. I will have information up tomorrow.
Relentlessly.
That's because you told Siri to eat you.
Eat me.
Yeah, so she says, eat me.
Got back
at F
me.
You.
Really? All right, I want to thank Vincent from Portobello's one more time for coming in.
Yes, he was great.
Thank all of you guys for hanging out with us. We appreciate hanging out in the chat, listening live, listening on replay. We were supposed to have our psychic friend Amanda. That's going to be very exciting because we did her blog like a month or two ago. Very in-depth stuff. She talks to dead people, so it's going to be kind of cool.
Cool.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to this.
So make sure you come back here. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. We will see you
next Tuesday.
That's my fucking line, stupid. Come up with your own damn shit. Write one fucking thing.